Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The following is a Fourth Hand production.
For almost 70 years, reports of a bipedal frogman, or frogmen, have funneled in from the city of Loveland, Ohio. Do 3 to 4 foot tall bipedal amphibians with, wait for it, magic wands, actually stalk the rural area outside of town? Or is this nothing more than an urban legend that keeps getting reimagined with each passing generation? We strap on our cryptozoology hats and go gigging for frogmen this week on Hysteria 51.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to a very wet, watery, I'm sure slimy edition of Hysteria 51.
Pass.
What's the matter, Toasterhead? You afraid of water?
Brent, tell the idiot.
Damn it. So when I built him, I might have coated all his parts in a hardened nanoflow composite that blocks all moisture damage and corrosion. Listen, it wasn't my smartest move.
Well, that sucks. Well, why the pass?
If there is a chance of water, there is a chance of you too with your shirts off. Hard pass.
Oh, okay. I mean, too late on my end. I don't know about you, Brent, but we don't have video turned
Thank
on.
Thank God he's not looking at the monitor.
We are broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension, also known as Chicago, and parts unknown Colorado. We're your hosts and lead crypto amphibian experts this week. I'm David Flora. Who are you?
I'm Brent Hand. That sounded like a question.
And I'm happy to be back.
Oh, yeah. How was visiting Goforth, you guys?
It was great. He is much more relaxed now that we aren't him all the time, so he is practicing yoga and achieving inner peace.
Yeah, the douche made us channel our inner monologues and try to find our centers.
You have an inner monologue?
Of course. We all do, you jackass. Wanna hear mine?
We can hear your inner monologue.
Sure, let me just play it through my auxiliary speaker.
Dude, what the fuck? Dude, seriously, hold on, stop.
Stop my ears.
What was that?
Mostly lost souls. A few demons. Some indigestion.
Wow. No.
Nope.
Yeah. I'm. If anybody's passing, it's going to be me. Let's move on. Or try to.
Exactly. Moving on to something possibly less frightening. Oh, man. David Frogman. Ugh, am I right?
No, we don't mean some SEAL Team 6 member on some clandestine mission.
We're not talking that type of frogman this week. Picture, if you will, the year of our Lord, 1955, Hill Valley, California, Twin Pines Mall, 1:16 a.m. That's not true. That's
Libyans everywhere.
They found me. My wife has to hate it because anytime she hears anything and she goes, "What is it?" I look out the door. I look out the window. I could look under the bed. I go, "It's the Libyans. They found me. I don't know how, but they did." And then she never laughs and she just stares at me. And then the dogs stare at me. And then I get sad on the inside. But my inner monologue. It's just that at all times, so it all balances out.
You should really blow her mind for Christmas. Get her a box of shiny pinball parts.
You know, they sell now the box that he had the, it looks like the box that had the plutonium in.
The yellow box.
Yeah, but it's like hundreds of dollars. So, I mean, I'm probably going to buy it. Nah, it's not exactly Hill Valley, California. Our location is actually, as David mentioned in the beginning, Loveland, Ohio, a small town in the outer parts of the Cincinnati burbs. And it wasn't 1:16 in the morning. It was 3 a.m.
The frogging hour.
Sure, why not? Witching, frogging, it's all the same. Anyway, enter our hero. Tell us about the hero of this story, if you will, good sir.
Our hero is Willie Loman, a businessman, traveling salesman.
Oh.
What? I don't know what his name was, but he was a salesman, and whatever tickles your fancy, he was driving near the Little Miami River towards Branch Hill, which was just across said river.
Mm-hmm.
The road followed the river just parallel to it.
It went over the river and through the woods.
That's right. To grandmother's house, he was going to sell vacuums. At 3
Would you like to buy some Amway?
As he approached the bridge that crossed the Little Miami, there in the darkness, which was only sporadically interrupted by a streetlight here and there, he spotted something.
Oh, wait. Or things.
So he spotted some things on the wing. But thank God, for once, it wasn't Bigfoot.
Yeah, thank God. Usually, they always see Bigfoot. It's always, what is that? A black mass must be Bigfoot.
Or Dogman.
Yeah.
I feel like true. That's getting Dogman country. But anyways, huddled by the bridge there were three things. So he did the sensible thing that you do in 1955. He stopped the car to get a better look. And
robot.
Talk about a party. That's a party. Hey, there's some things out here in the middle of the night in the middle of the forest. Let's go talk to them. Have a party with them.
Well, that was when America was great again, right? So
yeah.
All he had to do was just stop, leave his car unlocked, flash some cash, and ask his neighbor for some sugar or whatever.
Big gulps. All right. Well, see you later.
Anyways, he stopped. He got out to see what this was in the darkness. That should be your takeaway. Just that.
Yeah, just stop, get out in the darkness, see what's going on.
But what was it, Brent?
Well, if you're playing along and you guessed it, well, you get extra points here. Humanoid frogs!
It's a tale as old as time.
Loveland Frogman
came in my house.
Exactly, Kyle. It's the Loveland Frog. Well played, Monster Squad wannabe. Well played there. You know what? I'm getting thirsty. It's break time. We come back. We talk exactly what does a humanoid frog look like. What happened to our intrepid salesman?
And how much sex took place. Cue the public domain music, Kyle.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Stop it. You got into that
talking
one, too.
Talking about slimy frogs.
Most of that is coming up on Hysteria 51. I don't think that's the music you're supposed to be playing for the break here. Conspiracy Bad. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation, too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This is slightly less sexy of a break music as the last one.
What are you talking about? I'm half masked right now.
That's just because of the frogman talk. Oh, man. Holy shit. A frog. That's, I'm sure, what our unnamed businessman exclaimed to the world. Or a lizard, as some claim. I don't want to pigeonhole you there.
Choose your own adventure.
You're exactly right. Choose your own adventure books, which really need to make a comeback. And so does reading, it turns out, if you're paying attention to the world, but yikes. that's for another day. Either way, inquiring minds want to know what these things look like. What do they look like?
Well, they were between 3 and 4 feet tall. That's pretty tall for a frog.
That's huge.
They had leathery skin, webbed hands and feet, distinct frog heads. So, you know, lizards. Super, super similar. Big eyes, big mouths, big wands. And not unlike Dogmen on Break It Skinwalker Ranch, it seemed as if they were talking to each other.
Were they smoking like the Dogmen?
See, that's my question too, because I like the fact that at Skinwalker Ranch, these Dogmen are just like having a puff, taking a break, having some chats. People see them like, hey, can you... I know we're terrifying and scary, but we're on our on our union mandated break, so we're going to need a couple minutes here.
That's right,
man. It just blows my mind that sometimes, I don't care what it is, cryptid, monster, whatever, you just need to take a break, take five.
probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Freaksters Union or whatever they go by.
Freaksters Union, Local 666. Yeah.
The one. Hey, what in your will you give me an impression of what you think their vocalization sounded like?
You guys see the new Frog Boy? Frog Boy is that playbook? Frog Boy magazine.
So it's just English with a mouthful of mud or
samples
something.
All over the place.
Nice. Well, I'll tell you what. If I saw this, I'd be slapping myself or some shit. Yes. Yeah. Did I fall asleep at the wheel?
Yeah.
From a long day of vacuum sales?
Yeah.
trying to peddle encyclopedias? I don't know.
Man, yeah, either way, what the fuck, man? That is a hell of a sight. But the fun wasn't done yet for the man, because we don't have no name here.
Using names and identifying witnesses is for suckers.
Hear, hear.
It's true, yeah. That really paints us in a corner for you.
Yeah.
Well. Anyway, suddenly, one of those three frog men's raised what I'm sure was its wet, webbed hand above its head. This is the Charlton Heston of the frogs.
That's
my
Chewbacca.
Wet, webbed hand. And the man saw what looked to be either a thin metal cylinder or a stick in it.
Mm-hmm. As one is to do. Yep.
Whatever it was, his mind immediately thought wand. Just before the stick shot a burst of sparks out.
Who the fuck?
So it was a Roman candle.
Who the fuck goes to wand first when you see a stick? Now, granted, the stick was in the hand of a bipedal 4-foot frog. So, you know, there is some leeway in this question. But does your mind immediately go to, oh my God, he's got a magic wand?
Maybe. I don't know. I think I pull mine and do a quick Expelliarmus, though.
It's like when I was chatting with Travis Walton when we were at AlienCon.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, the thing that blows me away is everyone's like, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you think this? He's like, tell you what, next time you get abducted by aliens, you do that and see how well like your reasoning is when you're going, oh, fuck, I'm going to die. So that is a pretty good excuse, whether true or not, a pretty good answer to that question.
Now, wasn't there something about them wearing robes?
I don't know. I don't know if they – I don't remember reading that, but that means nothing. Maybe they were well-dressed frogmen.
A later embellishment. I feel like I heard somewhere they looked like they were wearing little druid robes or something, but, you know. Whatever.
Either way, I'm sure that we can agree that frogmen are probably just moist dripping at all times, in my opinion. Just slathered. Just slathered in something.
They can't dry out. That's their one weakness.
Oh, no. But
anyways, he took it as a sign that he'd seen enough. The man noped the F out of there. And he never went back. The end. Thank you, children. Yeah. Now, for my next story.
just kidding. That's not the end. Frogmen aren't a one-pump chump. They're not one. Well, chumps, because there's multiple of them. They keep coming. That was not the best sentence that's ever came out of my mouth. but they do at least show up a few times. Time for a second sighting. This time... Now, it's a little bit more of a believable thing. It's not fucking Johnny Business. It's a member of law enforcement. So we got a little bit of street cred here. Just a short hop, skip, and jump of 17 fucking years later, in March of 1972, that's where this story picks back up. And one difference between this one and the last one, we have a name.
Uh-oh.
Officer Ray Shockey was said to have been driving late at night down Riverside Drive towards downtown Loveland, as you do late at night when you're a cop. It's cold there, and there is ice on the road, so he wasn't going very fast, which was good because he had to stop quick when something suddenly scrambled across the road in front of him.
Crackheads never look both ways.
Now, I do tend to believe that, but this, he swears, wasn't a crackhead. There in his headlights. He saw, once again, a 3 to 4 foot tall creature with leathery skin standing on two legs, staring right back at him.
Tom Cruise.
He's not that short. He is short, but he's not that short. And he looks pretty good. He looks good. After a few seconds of eye fucking each other, the 50-some pound frog lizard creature, he wasn't sure, but that's what he described it as, hopped a guardrail and took off for the river. So no magic tomfoolery in this one, more just like, no. Oh shit, and noped its way out of there. Legend has it, though, that Chalky's colleagues went back to the spot and found some scratch marks on the guardrail, but they didn't take any pictures or report it because evidence and proper police procedures for suckers.
Damn right.
Right.
They had to just remember that none of the rest of the guardrail was scratched up or hurt in any way.
Yep. This looks just like frog claws. So that's our second one. We got a third one. Let's lay it on him. Tell us about the third one, sir.
Well, instead of 17 long-ass years, it happened just 2 short-ass weeks later.
That's a lot of short and long ass.
That's right. A lot of ass in this story. So it reappeared on the same road, again to the astonishment of a passing cop.
Oh, wow.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, our lucky soul is Officer Mark Matthews. Mark stopped to move what he thought was an animal carcass from the road when the thing jumped up without warning.
What? When you're laying on the road and a cop is coming up to you, you don't jump till you give warning. That's just proper cryptid etiquette right there. You give warning.
Tell me about Officer Matthews there, Brent.
I like it. Matthews is, as you like to describe, a true American patriot who loved his family. So he did the sensible thing and shot at it. Just, oh my God, I don't know what that is. Open fire.
Yep.
We aren't so sure this thing is quite as bulletproof as the goblins in good old Kentucky, your old stomping ground, as the possibly wounded creature shuffled off over the guardrail towards the river. Now, the important part of that is shuffled off and over, not backflipped over when struck by gunfire. There, there is the difference if you're playing along at home from the good old Kentucky goblins. Differing reports came out as to his description. Some say it was just like Shockey's. Others say he claimed it had a tail and was more like a large lizard. That's kind of where the lizard stuff that we were kind of joking about before comes from. So there are differing reports. Or maybe this was a young frogman whose tail his tail hadn't came off. I'm really okay still calling this a frogman, and just in a different time of its life. You know, he was probably out partying, got drunk, fell asleep on the side of the road, as you do at that age. That's a hell of a story, and one with 2 officers claiming to see it. So that's interesting. Was that the end of the frogmen? I went up the inset, so it sounds like a question. Probably not, because we still have more show. But after the break, we find out how our wand-wielding amphibian...
Or reptile.
True, thank you for keeping me honest, is doing these days. That's coming up right after this short break on Hysteria 51.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
We'll be right back. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Ding.
Interestingly, we've had a bunch of people ask for this one, and then they asked also on our Patreon. So I'm like, oh, we're going to do it. And I was talking to David. He's like, there's not a lot to this story. It's probably going to be a short episode. I'm like, hey, it might be a short episode, but you ask and we deliver. We can also just make up a new one and try to get that out in the ether. And there I was outside Loveland. It was on the side of the road. I don't know. I'm not a cop.
I've actually been to Loveland.
Have you really?
I dated a girl who lived there, actually.
Huh.
And I might have actually been on this road.
Oh, wow.
That this was seen on during the day, though.
Well, did you have a magic wand? Did you find scratch marks? Was there police activity? Did anyone try to sell you anything? I'm just trying to piece together the story.
No, nothing exciting happened. That ex-girlfriend was a pretty crazy piece of shit. So fond memories of Loveland that don't include frogs.
Crazy. Time to get recent, if you will. It seems that the frogmen might still be hopping around those parts. And I for one, hope that he or she or they are. Let's, go not too far back to the not so distant year of 2016. That was a banner year for our planet, 2016.
Yikes.
Hamilton hits the stage. Harambe murdered.
Dicks out.
Pokemon Go becomes a thing. The Chicago Cubs actually win a World Series. And
I got married.
Well, that was my end, so we'll just skip over that one. Most importantly, Hysteria 51 podcast debuts, blasts onto the scene, and captures the nation's conscience, or at least some of their nightmares. Anyway, a slightly less important in 2016, those are the only things that happened in 2016, P.S. if you're playing along at home, was when Sam Jacobs and his girlfriend were out hunting Pokemon from that said Pokemon Go app one night, and they reported seeing a huge frog near the water. What'd they say?
Jacobs was like, it was not in the game. This was an actual giant frog.
I threw as many of those Pokeballs at it, and it didn't do nothing.
He kept saying, frogman, frogman, frogman.
I love that he had to preface that, though. He's like, I realize that you're going to say it was in the game. It wasn't in the game.
Yeah,
please, fair enough. I'm being honest. Please stop laughing. That's why you hate to, if you do see something like this, to even report it. Because people go, well, that's because of blah, blah, blah. And you're like, no, not. apparently, though, this one is a little bit different than other stories. Got some photos of it. One is actually showing a dark mass in water with two bright headlight-looking lights at the top of the mass, like frog's eyes that reflect back.
Mm-hmm.
What'd he say?
That thing stood up and walked on its hind legs. I realize this sounds crazy, but I swear on my grandmother's grave, this is the truth. That frog stood about 4 foot tall.
Ah, man, it is... That's a heck of a story. I don't know. It's, you hate to, I just want to see him. Is it that much to ask to have a little bit of a, I want to see a cryptid, or I want someone to telepathically tell me that I need to smoke more weed like they do in the, you're going to find out next week listening about some Bigfoot stuff. David, it's thought time or thoughts time.
THOTS.
Oh, ooh. These frogs were real thoughts.
Insta worthy.
Does this feel like an urban legend to you, or is it just me, or where's your head at in this?
Hell yeah, it feels like an urban legend. I'll tell you what. So I gave the guy a little bit of a southern accent when mm-hmm. I was doing those lines, but Loveland's a pretty affluent suburb of Cincinnati, so there's not a lot of rural area there, I would say.
Yeah.
It'd be like a suburb of Chicago like Aurora or Naperville, you know? There's places that are woodsy and you can drive down along waterways and not see that many houses grouped together, but then you bust into some subdivisions or something. You know?
And then you're like,
strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
It's a damn frogman up there every fucking
time. That's right. Just every time.
Loitering. But,
okay, so here's some thoughts that I had about about this case that comes from the, well, it leads us to the urban legend theory. And so number one, there's no indication who this original man was or where his story comes from.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a red flag.
Yeah, exactly. Anytime. So there was this guy. Mm-hmm. Who was he? A salesman. Yeah, but who was he? I've already told you. Okay, then here we go. Yeah, right.
Another thing, Officer Matthews' report is sometimes not taken into account because it's thought he either fabricated it to support Shockey's account. This is Officer Matthews was the second cop, mm-hmm. right, that seen it. So it thought he either fabricated it to support his fellow officer's account, which was ridiculed, or it was from an entirely different encounter altogether. And he also apparently recanted a lot of it later, saying it was more likely an escaped pet iguana and didn't match the humanoid description from earlier.
That's a hell of a difference. I mean, iguanas are not exactly 4 foot tall bipedal frogs.
Right.
In my mind, at least.
Now, the other thing to consider is he saw it in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
I don't know how long a pet iguana would last outdoors right.
they're,
in winter.
I mean,
winter.
They're going to be out for a little while, but otherwise they're going to be slow and slow moving. And mm-hmm. and now maybe that's why it was on the road laying there. But yeah.
This was, what, early 70s? Is that when they saw this?
The second one was 17
years later.
Yeah.
So did people keep iguanas a lot in the 70s? I don't know.
Probably. They've been around for a while, you know.
Have they? I feel like that's a more popular thing since like the 90s or something. I don't know. But anyways, that's
Goforth had two pet iguanas, actually, when we were in high school.
Wow.
Samson and Goliath, I want to say their names were. I don't remember. They were both angry assholes that would whip the shit out of you with their tail. They never really tamed down like a lot of, you know, people have iguanas that get big and they pet them like dogs and they hold them and stuff. Yeah. These, like, you'd go to pick them up and they're like, fucking die. I'll kill you. You know, and you're just like, I'm not enjoying this at all. And it's trying to bite me. And then when we went to college, he ended up giving them to our high school. And they became pets in the science lab, like not to be dissected, just to be pets there. And I don't know whatever happened to them, but yeah.
Wow. I don't know if I could ever own a reptile.
I had a snake.
I'm not like scared of them or anything. But,
yeah, they're weird. I had a snake because I thought it would be fun. And then, you know, it was nice. It never really gave me problems or anything like that. But it was just like, this isn't exactly like, yay, I'm taking it for a walk.
Not a lot of activities you could share.
He likes me. stop licking my face. Stop trying to swallow me. That sounded weird.
That's just how he says hi. Now, some sources for this Loveland Frog story try to tie the legend to an old Shawnee tale, some mm-hmm. folklore, some Native American folklore, in particular a river demon called Shawnehawk. You know, Native American stories, they often involve water spirits, mm-hmm. and many cryptid legends have been born out of that lore. But, you know, in this case, it really seems to have just been fucking made up.
Yeah.
Probably in order to give the urban legend of the frogman some credibility. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know. Either way, this one it's not really hurting anyone. You know, the first one seemed made up, and then you wonder if the cop was trying to spice things up. He got made fun of, his buddy came to help him out. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's all true and we got egg on our faces and we're just fucking idiots. That is
well, hard. The wild thing about it is, I guess people have taken that cylindrical stick or whatever it was that was seen, said to be seen, and they have said, "Oh, it's a magic wand." Mm-hmm. So these things were magicians of some type, or you know,
wasn't a kid with a sparkler.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to know what time of year was it? Was it 4th of July? Oh, I see. It was just a bunch of neighborhood kids.
just shooting off. Yeah, it was a bottle rocket. It was some kid with a bottle rocket. Son of a bitch, run. It's the ugly kid down the street that no one really likes, but he had two friends that night. So,
all three of them. They're only friends.
They become, it's one of those things where you go there and they probably got like pictures of it and people use it as the, when they like are naming their softball teams. And I did some research and there's like the Loveland Frog 5K and stuff like that. It's just fun. I hope there's guardrails for them to jump over while doing the 5K. You know,
see, I enjoy it. I love that about a region when you can take something like that, embrace it, and just have fun with it. Like, it's so, I don't know. To me, that's actually mature. Mm. You know, it's a mature way to handle it because you are taking something either ridiculous or that some people are, you know, crazy about. And you're not just saying, this is stupid, you're dumb, let's get rid of this, nobody needs to know about this, it's dumb. Be like, yeah, sure, frogmen, let's celebrate it. Mm. You know, let's dress up and have wizard wands and Roman candles, or wizard robes and Roman candles, running that. You know, it's a Flatwoods Monster, let's dress up in dresses with spades behind our heads or whatever.
I'd rather have wizard candles and Roman wands, but that's just me. I'm different. Fair. I'm cut from a different cloth, much like the beautiful suits that the frogmen were wearing in your version of the story. Just gorgeous. Gorgeous accoutrement. I like these. It's like I was on Project Skeptic recently, and we talked about the Big Money Monster. It's a Bigfoot creature from Southern Illinois, and they spent a lot of time trying to distance themselves of it. Now they embrace it, you know, and that's a fun thing. What other Loveland frogs are out there? I would love to hear not the hugely known things like the Jersey Devil. What are the smaller ones that are kind of like this that we could cover that might not be the multiple hour episodes, mm-hmm. but are, you can kind of do a deep dive in and really enjoy. Let us know. Mm-hmm. And you can let us know by, well, first off, you could email us weird@hysteria51.com or info@hysteria51.com. Weird is actually, let's keep weird out of that. Weird is for our weird stories if you want us to cover them on our blurry hysteria episodes. You can also hop on Facebook, search Hysteria Nation. That's our Facebook discussion page. You can let us know through there. You can send us a message through Discord. We got a Discord channel. Patreon.com/hysteria51. That is our page for Up All Nights, Mad Blurry Hysteria, Cafeteria 51s, all sorts of shenanigans on there. Tweet to us at Hysteria51Pod. Voicemail 773-669-7277. Again, pausing slowly so they can get their writing utensils because everyone needs that. 773-669-7277. Or you can go to our webpage, hysteria51.com, click the microphone on the bottom right and leave a voicemail for us through there. Tell a friend, tell a loved one, tell them again. And they said, you already told them. Tell me about that. And you said, well, did you listen? And you guys can get in a fight, and maybe you're not friends anymore. So that'll be fun.
We did you a favor.
You're welcome. What do you got going on in your neck of the woods on your plethora of things that you're working on?
We got some good trivia. If you guys like playing along at home,
what if they like bad trivia? .com.
If you like bad trivia, fucking keep walking. But yeah, if you like to play along, learn something new, listen to our regular episodes of Quiz Bang Pod, or you can listen as two teams battle it head to head in our trivia format with questions we write.
Nice.
That happens usually once a month, and then Blurry Photos still putting up episodes here and there. And Brent, we should make sure people go and nominate us on the old Paranormality Magazine link.
Go to our pages and you'll find links to that. You can still, so this, up until the 10th of this month, you can nominate both our shows. We would love your nomination so that we can be in there.
Yeah, I think we are, we could go for the same categories, but it probably wouldn't be smart to. So, Hysteria 51, nominate us at least for the comedy one. I'm sure you could probably do UFOs, interviews, cryptids, whatever else, because you can choose three. And then for blurry photos, choose the cryptids, ghosts, and hauntings, and folklore.
Absolutely. If you, I think I put in the link on Hysteria Nation and on my page and all over some of the categories you could click, because there's only so many for us. So it's very simple, very easy to do. It takes just a few seconds. And then after the 10th, as long as we're nominated and get enough nominations, then they'll be voting. And hopefully you can vote for us
there
and
go
in and click and say, I fucking love them. I'm going to make 7 new Gmail accounts just so I can keep, you know what? Fuck work this week. That's my new pastime.
There you go.
Just making emails so that I can vote over and over. I don't even know if it needs an email to vote. I'm just maybe just.
I think it does.
We'll see. We
but, I mean, yeah, who doesn't love a popularity contest?
God knows I do. So, yeah, with that said, I've been Brent.
I've been David.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay sexy, meet sex.
Oh, yeah.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite. Join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a Fourth Hand Joint.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.